On this Sega Talk, we make an IRL visit to the largest arcade in the world, the Galloping Ghost Arcade in Brookfield, Illinois. What games did we play? What did we enjoy? Who did we meet? Find out on this in-person episode of Sega Talk. SegaBits presents Sega Talk, a podcast talking all things
Sega!
With your hosts, George and Barry.
Look, it's a giant talking egg. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the master here. So what?
Hello and welcome to Sega Talk. I'm Barry. With me is George.
Hello, everyone.
And this is a special in-person episode.
Very weird episode.
Very weird one. We're reporting live from war-torn Chicago.
Yeah, as you can tell, the whole place is burning.
Yeah, it's on fire. But we had a arcade meetup yesterday as we record this, and we took some footage, walked around. Before we play that footage, George, I just wanted to hear your thoughts on the Galloping Ghost Arcade.
They have an incredible collection of video games. It's actually kind of insane when you actually go there. It's like a museum that you could actually touch stuff and they don't yell at you, like the other museum we just went into.
Yeah. And what was the most surprising thing that you saw? Like, you never thought you would see this game in person.
What was that AB Cop, like the deluxe version?
They
had that air bike. There you go. Air bike they had in deluxe. Sadly, the R360 wasn't up.
Right.
I really wanted to try that. The fact that he has it is insane, you know? It's in the building.
Right, yeah, and we didn't record it because... So Doc Mack, the owner of Galloping Ghost Arcade, he was giving us some, like, lowdown scoops of, you know, like, what he has in the vault and why certain things aren't working. But it was really cool to talk to him. It's always fun to talk to Doc about... Talk shop about arcade stuff and... Be like, where do you get these things? You know, like,
yeah,
he has friends in like different countries who like look out for parts for him. It's just wild. For me, I mean, I've been there many times, but it's always fun to see the Space Harrier machine.
I think
Space Harrier is one of the coolest looking Sega arcade machines there.
It is, and I mean, it wasn't moving. That was the surprising part and a little disappointed, but
right.
I'm assuming that some of these parts, like, die. The fact that it was still playable is nice to
right.
be able to sit in it.
Yeah, it's part... Sometimes it's the machine doesn't work anymore, and other times it's just to keep the machine going, because it's, like, to have these moving parts in addition to the arcade game,
mm-hmm.
like, it's not going to last long. Plus, Doc told us they're very loud, like a helicopter in the sky.
Let me see if can you guys hear it? You probably can't hear
they
it.
Probably
can't.
I love when people use nice mics. Like, you can hear my dog barking. But
you can't.
But yeah, so we had a fun time. About I think 7 people came total, so it was a smaller turnout than past times, but still a very good time. Chelsea was there. She's done our official art. Man, I'm blanking on his name, but I'll edit it in text down here. He did Shenmue the Gang Edition, which is wild. He did like a Shenmue fan film 20 years ago, and he's like a local, and he came out. So again, I'll edit his name down here. I didn't do notes. There's
and
no show notes.
The NES Campus 1991
champion.
Oh my God,
yes. So you are in for a treat. You're going to, a majority, the reason why I'm actually turning this into a Sega Talk is there's like 15 minutes of content of this guy who, I mean, he's going to listen to this. He's got a real history with arcade scores. And so
it was interesting to see people that take that kind of stuff still seriously, because
yeah.
in California we don't have an arcade scene the way that they have here in Chicago.
Right.
So this is very unique to Chicago and Galloping Ghost Arcade, in my opinion.
For sure. Yeah. There are so many record holders who not only obviously make the records there, but they hang out there, and you can like encounter them and talk to them and learn about it. You know, it's like the second closest thing to meeting the guys from, like, King of Kong and, like,
yeah.
picking their brains.
Yeah.
So we're going to have that later on. But, let's jump to the footage. And then we come back. We will wrap things up. So let's go to ourselves a day ago at the arcade.
I'm trying to kill T-Rex.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I don't think you have to get that close, but maybe we can.
It's like my dad when he talks on the phone. He's like,
"All right, so."
Hola.
George is driving.
Barely driving.
You're supposed to look behind and look scared. Yeah.
I'm shooting one hand and doing the mic with the other. We're playing Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park from 1992.
That was a good... When did the movie come out? 91, right?
Yeah.
This was not even in the movie. They could have put anything in here.
Is this the same game? Has nothing changed?
It's the third level, I think.
Okay.
So I need one more and then I'm done. So I beat it.
What do you think of this game overall?
I like the graphics, but... They really took liberties with the property.
Yeah. And you're a Jurassic Park purist, right?
Yeah. Well, we were just talking about the new one that you like, the one with Scarlett Johansson, right?
Yeah, ScarJo and... But, so this is very exciting to be sitting here.
With all the other noise around us.
I know. It's very loud, very noisy. But I...
Well, look at that. I died.
Wowee. I mean, I'd be playing, but my stick's broken.
Yeah, it's only one. The second player is the only one that works. Look how slow the health goes down.
I feel like such an influencer, though, right now. This is great.
You're streaming it? On Twitch?
I think he's sleeping.
Oh, he's just taking a nap.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's it.
Is this the end of the game?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, let me get it.
Show him.
Look at that.
They're not even dead. Even though I shot them with a machine gun.
They took naps.
Naps.
They're taking naps.
Oh, it's a beautiful sunset.
The end.
That's it? That's all you get?
That is all we get.
I give it a... I don't know. A solid 7 out of 10.
Yeah. Well, the seat's supposed to work, but...
The seat didn't work.
No.
And the first player didn't work, so maybe it goes down to a 5?
Yeah. Give it a 5.
Right. What other game you want to try?
I don't know. I'm not sure what I'm going to use this video for, but...
But we have it. How far can this go?
I think we can go pretty far with it.
Good.
This is pretty fun now. See? Now it's coming real. All right.
Okay.
So what are the best... What's the best thing to show off?
You want to say
hi? Initial D, this is
Hello.
From the... oh, yeah. Look who's here.
Say something. Something.
Something.
Very nice.
Perfect.
This is from the Crossworlds developer. Look at that.
Which one?
Oh, Initial D.
I did try it.
Yeah.
I don't know how to drift, but I did try it.
Did you go through any Crossworlds?
It even has a Japanese, like a little like anime story.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, it's based on a manga.
Yeah.
That's a Japanese comic book.
Thank you for the...
All right, here we are. We are
explanation for the audience.
In the back rooms. This is where you really got to squeeze.
We're past.
Hey, look at it.
These are all the shoot 'em ups.
That's the guy who kidnapped the president's daughter. Oh, here's all the Virtua Fighter. Virtua Fighter 2, 4... And the broken, unfortunately.
I know. I really wanted to play at the gala.
I know.
Gala.
And then way in the back, you got Super Zaxxon way back here.
Is this the one you want to own?
No.
Oh. You talk about it more than I've heard anyone else talk about it.
Tell us a little bit about Super Zaxxon.
Super Zaxxon is the Super Nintendo version of Zaxxon, released in 1992.
Yeah.
Made by Gremlin, published by Sega. It's an arcade classic.
It is.
I have the high score on it. No, I don't.
Donald.
Good for him. Wow. And it's not even close. That's the world record. And it's in 2005, so it's like recent.
It is compared to
some of these other ones that we've seen. There's some that are like from 1994.
Right.
But they didn't do it here. The highest one here is 227,000.
I just started recording while we were sitting in Jurassic Park.
But it's also Donald. Like, he came from the world record, and he's like, you know what? I'm going to do it in the Galloping
Coast.
Oh,
he did it again? Yeah, he came back. He got the house score, and yeah, look at that. Wow, world record, and then he came in and got the house score. Good for Donald.
Good for him.
Good for him. But yeah, we are here at the Galloping Coast Arcade. I kind of just started recording while we were sitting in the Jurassic Park machine, but this is our meetup. Had a handful of people come out today. I'm sure more did, but it's so hard to find them in this big place.
I know.
This
is my favorite.
This is my favorite space, though, because even though Afterburner is not working right now, you've got Rad Mobile, you've got a beautiful space harrier, you have Brave Firefighters, and then
we should play Brave Firefighters.
ABC Airbike Cop. Should we play some Brave Firefighters?
I would be down.
All right, so this is Brave Firefighters, real-life heroes. What do you think about firefighters, George?
I think they're amazing people that do a lot of great work that I wouldn't be, and I appreciate what they do.
You know, I don't want to get too into it, but I'll be honest. Like, of all the public servants, I think firefighters and first responders are really, they're the best.
Agreed.
But I think firefighters, for sure, because you think about it, like, firefighters, you never hear a story where it's like, well, that guy was a little too rough on the fire.
Right.
You know?
It's a little off. Mine, it's like going all over the place. The, you have to put it between my...
Well, that's because you don't respect the firefighters.
There we go. It's really sensitive, the movement. Oh, my God, you can do the little...
Yeah, so the thing with this game is there's a button on the top here to, like, actually do the water, and then there's a button, there's, like, a twisty knob thing.
Really?
And the knob actually gives you, yeah, push the white red button, and it's like a wide spray.
Oh, I see. That's cool.
Yeah. I think what I like about this game is when you're done using it, like, your hands smell like metal.
Look how, like... weird and sensitive to touch the controls are. Like, mine's all going all over the place.
We'll get it. Pressure's dropping.
How do you, this has to be the most persuasive fire I've ever seen in my life.
It's a tough fire. We'll get it.
People get to see my game face, which is like,
Alright.
Look at it. It's like...
I don't think we can... After this stage... Clearly we don't have
the motion control on this one is all messed up.
What do you think? Should they release this for the Wii?
I think so.
I can't even get mine. Oh, there I am.
God.
Oh, man. Yeah, well, there's one little tiny piece of fire that we need,
like,
to put out.
Mine refuses to go that way.
Oh, my God.
Like, every time it hits that side of the screen, it just goes crazy.
I'm gonna, so people can see. There's the fire that we're putting
out. Where's my other firefighter at? Yeah, the motion controls are a little broken in this game.
You should have brought a fire hat. That would have been...
I have it in my backpack. Cool. Give me a sec.
Oh, you do?
No, I don't. Oh, there, she's dead.
I like the stuff they write on the machine here. It says, fire, it will swallow everything in its way. Only we, firefighters, can stand up to it. We will risk our lives to protect others.
Wake up!
Do battle against the raging fire. Stand up the red devil with spirit.
That's what's
save
gonna
save the lives from
my
the
tombstone.
Stand up, the red devil with spirit. Anyway, that's Brave Firefighters.
What other game?
This is Space Harrier. Look at that.
You know what? I thought this game was gonna be a lot more fun, but the motion controls are all over the place. Like, look at this.
My
Is it
hands,
always like this or just broken?
I think it's just an old game. It's a little finicky. Oh, don't break it. All right, we are walking back through, looking at some of the machines here. Sorry, we got Choplifter, we got Sonic Championship. Look at that.
Is it recording me too? Even though I'm not.
Well, you're kind of like your microphone's a little.
Do I have to speak directly into it like this?
Yeah,
so
you
can hear me perfectly. Oh, it has my favorite game,
Virtua Fighter.
Gunsmoke.
Released in and developed by AM2.
I used to play this game as a little kid on the NES, obviously.
This
not
most
uninteresting
arcade. Video, but we're making it. Tell me a little bit about Sonic Championship, George.
It's a good racing game. It's a fighting game by AM2 featuring Sonic the Hedgehog characters, having a polar bear that's a new character. I think the graphics are actually really nice. I like the old Sega Saturn polygon pixel look.
That's the power of Sonic, though. Look at that. Kids go right to it. Kids love Sonic.
Pretty much. Yeah. Let me see.
Gun
what about
smoke?
This game? Roller Games. Can you tell me about this game?
Roller Games, released by Konami. It features bad dudes and girls fighting.
It also has this guy right here.
It does. But look at this. They're pulling hair.
It's not really. It looks more...
And this one, too. Look at Roller Jammers. They're fighting, too.
I think this one's a little more intense than this one.
That's the one thing
this
I really like.
This one aged worse. This one is timeless.
Well, one of the things I really like about Galloping Ghosts is they'll put like similar things next to each other. So they're like, well, we got Roller Games. Let's put that next to Roller Jammer. Probably the only two like roller skating combat games.
The weird one is Virtua Fighter. Which,
it is a niche
The
genre.
Virtua Fighter ones are over there.
Yeah, that's the only thing. Virtua Fighter's here, but then all the other Virtua Fighters are on the other one. But and it must be a space issue. Because, I mean, you look here and it's like they get things real close to each other.
Mm.
I played this whole game all the way through, Gaiopolis. That was good.
What do you think about it?
I loved it. It was very cool. It's like a vertical beat-em-up, like in the shmup style, but you walk around.
Let's go over here.
All right, George.
Boogie
Tell
Wings.
Us about Boogie Wings.
Didn't he get canceled for having canceled?
Oh, this is not Boogie. That's not that guy.
Oh, sorry.
No,
my bad.
No.
I've never played it before. It looks like a shoot-em-up game that uses lightning and some sort of... morning star? You use like a morning star?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It swings a...
little... If it,
I'm sorry. You know the...
Huh?
You podcasting?
No, we're just showing the arcades. We're recording and testing the mics.
Oh, yeah, we're just testing out the wireless mics. Who are we with?
Yeah.
Oh, Segabits.
You're with Segabits.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
all right.
Right.
This is your lucky day.
Why?
Really? Why?
You've just run into the 1991 Nintendo Campus Challenge National Champion and the 2021 Galloping Ghost Gamer of the Year.
And to parents who think it's a waste of time, take a look at what he's won with his skill. Gwen Ellis talks to Steve Lucas.
So you think you know your gold coins, mushrooms, and piranha plants? Are you any good at Super Mario?
Yeah.
What's your top score?
Like, almost a million.
1 million? Ha! Steve Lucas scored 2.4 million in 5 minutes on Super Mario 3.
I use the Goomba stomp method in Area 1-2.
With a strategy like that, Steve earned his title as National Nintendo Champion. Earlier this month, Steve, the cold one in the middle, showed his parents video games could be profitable. He won a 1992 Geostorm GSI in Florida. But it didn't come easy. Steve's trained for quite a while.
11 years.
7 years.
Ever since Space Invaders came out.
So do you consider all of these years an investment?
Yeah.
I'm trying to
But even the whiz kid can't teach an old reporter new tricks.
For Nintendo know-nothings like me, even with Steve at a much, much higher level, there's no contest.
Steve is, of course, a computer major at Southern Illinois University.
Register 15.
So what kind of a future do you have with Super Mario skills? Steve says with Nintendo, possibly as a video game counselor. You see, Mom and Dad, there are job opportunities with joysticks. In Carbondale, Gwen Ellis, Heartland News.
Wonder how much time he has for studying in between playing Nintendo.
I wonder, yeah.
I bet Mom and Dad wonder, too.
Oh! What's your favorite game here?
Well, there's 1,060 games. Mm-hmm. I think it's hard to narrow down to one.
Which
I
one
can
you...
just kind of point to a genre, like platformers or mazes.
Okay.
I mean, your classics.
What will you recommend for people that have never been here to try first?
Okay, so... For a first-time visitor, mm-hmm. you need two full days at the arcade. Now you might want to walk around and kind of see everything, take it all in before you start digging on the game. Obviously, you're going to go to the games you're familiar with first.
Of course.
And then you're going to look for maybe the sequels to the games that you didn't know existed, mm-hmm. the ones that you... gravitated towards first, or maybe that obscure, since you're Sega bits, you would gravitate first to Sega Sonic the arcade game.
Right.
Or maybe Sonic Championship.
Right.
So those would be the games you play first. You might also play that very obscure Sega game that they might have in here, like Digger.
Yeah, they have a lot of those here. Like, there's some here that I'm like... didn't even know Sega made those games, but I guess they did.
There's a lot of obscure Sega games, like Sega Ninja.
Right.
What's in this row? Is there a Sega game in this row? Oh, there's
Power Drift. Yeah.
Well, there's that.
They did re-release it on 3DS, so it's not as obscure, but it used to be an obscure game for sure.
Yeah, well, them racing games are very popular, so
right.
it really wasn't... hidden away.
Right. It's
too
just
much.
Overshadowed by Outrun.
Outrun, yes.
Yeah.
We have Outrun, but we don't have Outrun 2. We don't have Turbo Outrun available for play in the arcade floor. Oh, they got Sonic Racing over there, too.
I did see it when I walked in. Yeah.
So, there's a lot. What else is there? An obscure game like Hopper Robo. It's another Sega game.
Yeah, I don't think I've played it.
Heard of.
Yeah.
It's over in the Canton building.
We're going to have to play that one.
I didn't know the buildings had names. So what do you refer to this space as?
This is one of the last expansions. So this used to be Air Chef. This is the Air Chef area. Because that was the previous occupant. So Galpin Go started. They had... the main area over here. Everything else was occupied by different tenants. Canton was like a diner's. Chinese takeout or whatever. Had some offices here. Well, then as they acquired the buildings, acquired the bunker, they acquired this area, Canton. They had to really redo Canton to make that available. And now they gotta. Now all they can do is go up.
Yep.
Build another floor.
You guys like the Japanese arcades when they have three floors? That would be crazy.
Well, Arcade Club in the United Kingdom has four.
Oh, well, take that, Japan.
It's a four floor, but yes.
You went to the UK for the arcades?
No. But we've had a friend of mine came out here from Great Britain and participated in T20. That'd be Tracy, please.
Okay. And do you have any high scores here?
Yes. Well, if I'm a Gamer of the Year,
yeah, you
have
to.
Have high scores. I have other titles too.
Okay. So what high score are you most proud of?
What, currently?
Yeah.
Well, I do have a. I'll just throw out one. Magical Cat Adventure. I have one CC. Nobody knows about that game. That's a one-hit wonder by a company that never released another game. So I have a 1cc on Magical Cat Adventure.
We're going to go beat it right
like
now.
Sonic, which is kind of like Sonic.
Okay.
But it features Cat.
Has anybody beat your high score that got you salty? Like,
it's a constant battle.
Okay, still...
playing Two Run. Look at the dates here.
Oh, back and forth.
8-17-25. 8-28-20-25. Yes. I had the high on this. And then my arch rival, Andrew Iwasco, beat it. Like, a little more than a week later. So, yeah, I have several scores on these cards. I'm down to about 30 house flies right now.
Oh, my.
I have, yes, more.
Wow, this broke.
Is there a relation to the Lucases there?
Jeff Lucas is not related to me.
Okay.
But, yeah, there's a lot of Lucases around, but... Playa Capella was actually lives in the same neck of the woods as I am, if you want another gamer that's a regular up here.
Nice.
Now, do you think they, like, move out here, or they just happen to be here and then they become the high score holders? Like...
Okay,
how does that work?
This is a destination place. If you're coming out here, it's either you live out here already or you're traveling out here for the weekend, you're getting a hotel room and you're staying. I'm one of the commuters that have to travel 200 miles to get up here.
Oh.
So I have to get a hotel room every freaking time.
Where are you from?
Springfield, Illinois.
Okay. California I came from, so...
You came from California.
Yeah.
My condolences.
It's okay.
That state is a mess.
Yep, I heard.
Everybody wants to get out of there, but then all the good games was headquartered in... The game companies was either headquartered in Chicago or California.
True. We don't have that many arcade places there. Not as big as this arcade.
This is the largest in the country.
Yep, I believe, yes, it is.
I mean,
by a lot.
There is the search for these bigger arcades throughout the country. Some of them closed right after post-COVID, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And they were pretty big. And then the collections got sold off. Banning California had like 1,200 machines in their collection, and they auctioned all of them off a year or two ago.
I think the thing that's most impressive is that they could get all these games running. Like, arcades break down all the time.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's very impressive.
Yes.
Like, I think owning them is one thing, but then also upkeeping them, that's like a totally different challenge.
Well, some of these games, I mean, are very hard to keep up, and they've had to kind of cordon a few of them off.
Mm.
Like the Typing of the Dead.
Oh, yeah.
And Shooting Gallery, I think is what it's called. Shooting Gallery, but Shooting Something. Shooting Master. Which is another Sega game.
Yes.
It's a gun game. They had to... Oh, gosh. Left 4 Dead Arcade is in that room. Half-Life 2 is in that room. Enduro Racer, which is another game hard to keep up and run, because they abused the daggum jump on that dirt bike.
And how many times have you came down here since you've, I guess...
Okay, so my first visit was in October 2013.
Oh, okay, so
I typically buy the year-to-year pass.
Okay.
I'm trying to get up. So you need 20 visits to make up the year pass.
Okay.
And then everything after that is kind of just on the house because, well, a year pass, that's equivalent to 20-day passes.
And you usually come more than 20 times, I'm assuming, a year.
Well, this weekend it's going to be 2 days, yes.
Okay, nice. Okay.
I'd like to get up here more often, but time's a little factor.
Yeah. Well, how about just buying a place here in Chicago so you can come here every day? Is that a dream?
So,
the job?
Would I want to live in Chicago? No.
Really? What's wrong?
No. The reason why I would not live in Chicago is the city's a little dangerous to live in.
Got you.
Yeah, especially with all the activity recently and all the headlines.
What about a little town out of Chicago? You could just a 10-minute commute into Galloping Ghost.
Well, the job I'm at
won't let you.
I don't think I want to move up. Current position I'm in, I've either had to live in Chicago or Springfield. I'd rather live in Springfield.
Got you.
Oh, I just saw somebody. I'm looking for a guy. He's been missing lately. He's the curator of the Bloody Wars tournament, and I've been putting out missing posters.
Where is he at?
He's been kind of... I thought I just saw him walk by. He's been trying to avoid me. I don't know why.
Oh.
Should we hunt him down?
You might want to hunt him down. I don't know if he'll say anything to you, though. He's been pretty tight-lipped.
So what game are you trying to get a record on this visit? Is
right
it?
Now I'm trying to take this one.
Do run, run.
I also have to spend some time on these challenge cards. Because all the gamer, Doc Beck is issuing challenges, challenge cards. There's 10 challenges. You have to complete the challenge on all 10. If somebody else has your card and completes them all before you do, you get more put on.
Oh, nice. Do you have a challenge card?
No, I don't.
No.
I'm not as cool.
So you have to get a AAA. Since you're new, you have to start with a AAA card. Once you complete your AAA, maybe they'll give you a personal with your name on it and custom challenges for you, because they got to gauge how what kind of a gamer you are.
They're trying to...
All gamers are different.
Yeah. What was the first arcade game you ever played?
First arcade game?
Yeah.
Space Invaders.
Oh, okay. And
the
that
one
was
that
it?
Hooked me anyway.
Yeah, it was Space Invaders.
Yes.
It's very addicting game. Even now, I think it's still well designed that anyone could pick it up and still play it.
Yes. So that was the hook.
Yeah.
When I was 8 or 9 years old.
Yeah.
Guess how old I am now?
Hmm.
Yeah, you think? Oh,
I don't want to guess.
Video games are for kids? No, that is not true.
So, how old are you? If you want
take
to say,
yes.
All right, 45.
Well, if I played Space Invaders at 8 years old, no, I wish I was 45.
Okay, 52.
You're very close.
Oh, okay.
54.
Okay, close. All right.
That was going to be my guess, but I don't like guessing ages.
I don't like guessing ages either. It gets weird.
Yes.
Especially when it's like a woman, you know, you're like...
Right.
Way lower, you're like 21?
I wish I was younger than what I am now. Getting older and then it's easier to get hurt. Like, I've got injuries playing games.
Is this why you have this camera set up?
So this camera is up because if I want the world record, I have to record it. That is the rule.
And it's pretty far off from the 1984 record.
Well, I don't have to get 1.6.
Oh, you're just trying to get the house.
That's an external world record. The arcade high score is 489, but... Yes, I'm going after the house high.
Okay.
So this is the house high. Now this is a world record. That's external. That's the house high. This would be considered the world record because the Twin Galaxies have a world record in for Kairos.
Oh.
Don't know.
Taito game.
Does this have a high score?
Yeah.
Is there a high score in Twin Galaxies? Apparently not. So there's 2.5 million. These don't have scores on Twin Galaxies either. So whatever score was set here is the world record. Ditto, let's see. Yeah, ditto for this. Ditto for this one. Ditto for this one. Yeah, this is another score I had.
JJ Squawkers.
Yes. And I tried like crazy trying to take it back, and it's just like you can't squeak out another few 100,000 points. And I don't even know how he got 2.4.
Do they let you see the videos?
I'm recording.
Like of the world people that beat the house records?
Technically, no.
Could have studied.
At least, unless they post them online for all to see.
Okay.
But they're trying to hide tech. There's plenty of gameplay videos on every game, including the obscure Beezer.
Right, right.
Oh, yeah, they do not have Beezer, but Doc Mac has royally roasted me over that game.
Okay. So, outside of that, what do you think is the most popular Sega game here?
Most popular?
Yeah, that you see most people always on it.
I could not tell you. There's a lot of people who play the Sonic game, well, Sonic Racing. Obviously, everybody's on the racing game, so yeah, maybe the Sonic Racing, maybe Sonic the Hedgehog. What else is there? Yeah, there's plenty of people who play Frogger. That's a Sega game, and it's an obscure sequel. Ribbit.
Yeah.
Ribbit. I've played Ribbit.
Yeah.
So.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's. I don't know. different crowds have different tastes.
Yeah, all right. Thank you, Steve, for talking to us for a little bit.
Thank you
I'm
so
going to
much.
Let you get back
so
to your
I'm
room.
I'm going to plug my stuff.
Go for it.
I am the host of the Crimey Cade podcast. I get another gamer on my pod every week.
Nice.
I yammer for a few hours.
Nice.
Facebook.com/CrimeyCade. Maybe I'll have you on my pod.
Oh, all right. You could find us online. Yeah, you could
I'm
mess.
I'm also on Twitch. Yeah.
Nice.
Twitch.tv/rap_sheet. That's my user handle. You could go bit.ly/CrimeyCade to get to that page as well.
There you go. Thank you for the plug-in.
Thank you
Beautifully
so much.
Done.
Good
All
luck
right.
tonight. All right, and that is the footage that we recorded at the arcade yesterday. George, do you have any final thoughts on this weird episode?
Next year, you guys need to come hang out with us at the Galloping Ghost Arcade. Definitely going to make a pilgrimage next year.
Nice.
All the way from California. 3-hour plane ride.
Yeah.
It wasn't that long. But yeah, Chicago is a great city. You guys get to enjoy hot dogs, hopefully, which we're going to do right
after
this.
Yeah, we're going to go look for some hot dogs. So, yeah, the next one, I want to do it around the same time, but maybe a little earlier in the year. This year, just October felt right, but maybe next year, September will feel right. We'll see. Mm-hmm. But that ought to do it for this episode of Sega Talk. On the next episode, we are going to reconvene, and I believe it's Sega in 1998.
Oh, yeah. I'm doing that one.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about everything Sega was or maybe wasn't doing in 1998. So we'll see you then, and thanks for watching.
Bye.
Bye.